Hello, we're back. Monday Morning Motivations. We thank the Lord for you. We left off in Ephesians chapter 4, this being filled with the love of Christ and then loving others with lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. And we use a strong participle in verse 3, ending in ing, endeavoring, painstakingly, let's keep unity in the spirit, in the bond of peace. Now, unity is from God. Disunity is from Satan. Whenever there's disunity, whenever there's a disagreement, whenever there's this power that can break people up, it's satanic. So he says, in unity, listen to this now, endeavoring, painstakingly, let's keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That our objective is always peace. Peace, peace, peace. May the peace of God govern your hearts. Peace, peace, peace with God. Romans 5:1 is that the war is over between me and God. I'm saved now. The peace of God is that every time I go through these traumatic situations, every time I'm involved with attacks and attitudes and thoughts of my rejection, abandonment, and all my mess, God comes along and gives me a peace that passes all understanding. That's the peace of God. And then Paul moves to the body. There's one body, one spirit, as ye are called in the hope of one calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, that this oneness, this unity, is not uniformity. God didn't ask all of us to dress alike, look alike, talk alike. The unity is in the bond of peace. The unity is through the Spirit. And what we must learn is how to be unified. How can I come alongside and be unified with you? May not always agree with you, may not always be in unison with you, but I agree we are in agreement in the Spirit. That's powerful. And you can only do that as we push back, deny ourselves, humble ourselves, and let God be God. God, amen, I'm struggling in this relationship, but I want you to be the bond of peace. God, I'm struggling with my finances, but I want you to be the bond of peace. Lord, I'm struggling within myself. I have rejection issues, abandonment issues. I need attention. I need applause. I need appreciation. But Lord God, I'm committing to you and to your Spirit to give me this bond of peace, peace within, this peace that passes all understanding, this peaceful scenario. Amen. This peaceful river, this peaceful atmosphere. Give me that attitude of peace that gives me confidence that you are in control and that you are, amen, changing my scenario, amen, into this matter of calmness. You're bringing calmness to conflict. Lord God, you're working out my issues. And we got issues. We got historical issues. We got mental, emotional issues. We got reasoning issues. So this Monday morning, we look to the Lord, we look to the hills, we want God to give us his peace. So whatever comes down the pike this day, whether it's confusion, whether it's just self-hatred or anger, we want the peace of God to settle this storm and allow us the luxury, amen, and the privilege to praise his name. Learning to praise him in our problems is a powerful sequence of events. God bless you. Have a great day. Jesus loves you, and I do too. Thank you.